If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that would allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Nobody's normal anymore. Nobody's normal anymore. Nobody's normal anymore. Nobody's normal anymore. Do-do-dong, do-do-dong, boom. Dong. Boom. Dong. Do-do-dong, ch-ch-dong, dong. Ch-ch-boom, ch. Do-do-dong, dong. Ch-ch-ch. Do-do-dong, do-do-dong, boom. Nobody's normal. Boom, ch. Anymore. Do-do-doom, do-do-doom, doom. Welcome to the K Keeping It 100 show. I ain't got no introductory music because I'm just on a stroll and just felt like doing, you dig, a little podcast because I was just watching and just thinking and, you know, perplexed by certain, you know, daily actions amongst, you know, what's supposed to be deemed as being civilians, in which majority of them don't act civilized, but, you know, could just be me. I mean, you're supposed to be civilians, civility, so act civil. That's the key thing. You dig what I'm saying? But in regards to my introductory song, or should I say, what was the motivation for the song in the podcast that y'all hearing as I stroll through the city of Chicago, you dig, downtown, you dig, in the Loop area, you know, shout out to the Wrigley building, you know, with the clock on it, you dig, and y'all might hear sounds and stuff in the background just to let you know because I'm strolling. And people don't even know what I'm doing. They probably think I'm on a cell phone or something. You dig? You never know. But at the end of the day, back to the show. You dig? It's your man's K Keeping It 100 in the building. You are now listening to the K Keeping It 100 show, presented to you by Kenyatta Williams Enterprise. This is a K Keeping It 100 entertainment production. Let's go. Looking at the Trump building, and to the right of it, of course, you see the Wrigley building. And I would say shout out to Mr. Wrigley, because I had a great time at the Christmas parties. You dig what I'm saying? And it was nice, you know, with all the gum. My mom used to bring all the gum home, you know, and that was nice. It was real beautiful. You know, I enjoyed myself, and I was a child. Shout out to my mother. I love her. You dig? Salute to Vanessa Williams in the building. You dig? Not the Vanessa Williams, the actress, of course, but the one who had the blessing, I would say. Shout out to me. I'm so modest. Of birthing me. And she is so spectacular and great of a woman that she not only gave birth to me, but she did it on her birthday. So me and my mother have the same birthday. Isn't that amazing? You dig what I'm saying? Salute to Vanessa Williams. Love her. Great woman. You dig what I'm saying? And also what I'm going to say is she has four brothers and is the only woman in the middle with four brothers and raised me without a father in my life. You dig? But no woe is me situation. You dig? It's like, God damn it. Seven up, never had it, never will. You dig? So, back to the show. Can't keep me 100 on the stroll. So, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on right now? I got interviews coming up with some... Oh, real quick, shout out to a young lady by the name of Lachey Epps. You dig? Salute, queen, to you, because you are definitely helping break the curse and bridge the gap. She is helping to promote and also... and I shouldn't say promote first, but I'm keeping it real. But the main thing is her just spirit and her energy and her, you know, her honesty and truth and belief and dedication, you know, to helping out other people. So I think that's beautiful. But Africans, Africa, you know, us and our African brothers and sisters who I love, you know, and hey, I don't care how they might view, you know, me or us, not saying a negative, but you know, certain ones. Like, I just had a situation, you know, which might be also, well, contributed, ain't no might, but did contribute to the inspiration of this show. And then they were like, damn, he's all over the place. You know, back to my mom, she's working Tiffany's too, you know, jewelry companies. And my mother's a wonderful beast. Love you. But the young lady, well, not necessarily, wasn't even young. She was an older lady, actually. She was about like, I'd say like 51 or 2, I would give her. You know, African lady. And just to be honest, like, wasn't even trying to holler at the sister. You know what I mean? But she was like, my husband is jealous, you know, so, you know, I can't be talking to you right now. I'm scared, you know. Like, you know, kind of like she's nervous. And I'm looking like, sister, I said, I don't mean no harm. I don't want to get you, you know, beat up or in a situation. But my thing is, I was just wondering, you know, how was your dining experience in the restaurant that you just left out of? Because, you know, I was interested in going to it because I seen it. It was a nice restaurant. It had a little balcony on it and everything. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say the name of it. But it was an oyster restaurant. That's something I've been interested in trying. You did. So I asked, because I seen when they walked out, I was just having to be getting ready to walk up, look at the menu that was outside to, you know, see what type of cuisine they had in addition to the oysters, you know, because I found out that, but all that don't matter. But anyway, make a long story short, you know, she was okay. She ended up, you know, standing for a minute and talking after I told her. You know, but it's just, wow, like, initially, like, wow, I'm not trying to talk to you, young lady, that's not mine. And I can say young lady, that's added. I told you she was 50, 50, like, 51 or something, 52. I would give her, like, 48 to 53, 4 at the most. You did, because she looked nice. You know, that's another thing. I love, you know, just us as people. That's what I'm saying. We need to bridge the gap, guys. You dig? Real talk, man. You dig? And stop with the Willie Lynch syndrome, crab syndrome. You dig? With us, you know, feeling like we gotta be negative towards each other, just hate on each other for whatever particular reason without even giving each other benefit of the doubt. You dig? Straight up. Stop being so judgmental and critical towards individuals. You never know, you know, how somebody might be striving to change or how they might have changed from whatever it is that you might have a distorted perception and think that, you know, they are. You feel what I'm saying? So stop assuming and stop listening to also other individuals that haven't been around the individual and don't really know the individual, but just because you're hearing it from a, you know, large probably amount of sources, that doesn't mean anything. Word travels quick if the individual is a known individual. You dig what I'm saying? So salute to those with ears that can understand. Damn, that's a nice ass car. That's dope as fuck. that motherfucker called. What's that, an SS? Yeah. What it got, 442 on it? I don't know what it is. Whatever a 442 is, a 442. That motherfucker nice. You dig? It's like a root beer color. You dig? That's nice as hell. You dig? But ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, Chicago is a beautiful place, you know what I mean? Outside of all the things that, you know, you might see on the news or hear, you know, about it, you know what I mean? Just main thing, keep to yourself. Don't try to be nobody that you ain't. You dig what I'm saying? And you will flow. Have faith in God. That's the key thing. The key thing is main thing. Is have faith in yourself and the God that's within you. You dig? As an individual. You know what I mean? As a being. You feel me? So, I don't know, guys. I know it's a lot of envy and hate towards each other. I don't know why, but, you know, you got a lot of ethnical insecurities where people have egos and feel that, you know, they have to act a certain way. I don't know. You dig? I just know that people are not normal no more. And I'm noticing that it's a vast majority of motherfuckers. More people that's not normal than normal. And then you have the unnormal that have the audacity to look at the normal as though they're not normal. You dig? So I'm like, man, it's like an epidemic, man. I don't know if y'all goddamn it turning into zombies. Somebody sprinkle some shit over goddamn it in the air or what the hell going on. But I thank God that I am one of the ones that's anointed. And like goddamn it, the movie, and shout out to the movie They Live, back in the day with Roddy Piper, the wrestler. Look at that. Look that up. They Live with Roddy Piper. I just thought about that because I got my sunglasses on, my shades. You dig? With my little Chango. You know what I'm saying? Black. You dig? So, anyway, and salute. I ain't scared to say it. Shout out to the Black Panther Party. And shout out to the NFAC. Niggas. No. Pardon me. They gonna kill me. I don't want to say that. Yeah, damn. What I was gonna say, the name of their coalition is Not Fucking Around Coalition. You dig what I'm saying? So I don't want no problems with them brothers. I am definitely on their side. You dig? I am a ally. You feel me? And I love them, you know, brothers and sisters, because there's brothers and sisters in there. And I really, man, I'm telling y'all, these brothers and sisters, from what I'm seeing, man, I'm loving it, y'all. Y'all might just really want to, you know, check these brothers and sisters out and see what they got going on, man. And, you know, let's try to build and have more unity and less division, man, and less passivity at the end of the day, along with your humbleness. You dig? You got to stand up for what you want, Jack, and what you believe in and for yourself as an individual. Peace, Queen. You look nice. But you're welcome. See, that's what I'm talking about. You dig? That's how shit's supposed to be, you know? Just like I seen a older white Caucasian couple that just walked past, and they look nice. They look distinguished. They look dope. I wanted to tell them, but I didn't want to offend them or scare them. But the sisters, you know, she said thank you, you know. Older sister, natural hairdo, you know what I mean? Probably like about, I don't know, she had to be probably like 48, 49. So she wasn't that much older, but she looked nice. So, and I don't gawk at them. I don't be staring. I don't even look at their ass, really. Sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, I'm going to quit lying. But I try not to initially, you dig? But if it's unnoticeably the first thing that I, you know, recognize, and hey, you didn't, like, ooh, you didn't. But anyway, pretty eyes, you know what I mean? Pretty feet, definitely, but I don't be another, like a pervert. It's like just staring for feet, goddamn it. But if I have a glance, look down at the little sister and she, got, and that's another thing. Well, I was going to say she got pretty feet, you know, I'm like, oh. But, and here come a lot of people, guys. I don't know what they finna say how it's going to be. You did? But it is what it is. What's this, Steak 48? This is like a basketball player.
Leave it on there because they won't.
You did? Happy birthday. You did? You welcome, sister. Don't even know she's on the podcast. That's what's up. And what kind of car is this? God damn, what's that, a BMW, what the fuck, an i3? Yee, okay, okay.
Motherfucker, what's this car?
Never mind, you don't get no free publicity with me. Nope, nah, people, you do. But preferably black owned.
I would say, no disrespect.
You did? For the freedom.
No, I can't just say it.
Yes, I can.
I love my people, y'all. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I do. They don't even know it. You know, that's a crazy fight.
But at the end of the day, man, it's very, very nice, y'all, where I'm at. I'm by Pizzeria Du and Su Casa Mexican. And I think that shit that I passed is called like Studio 14 or some shit. You did? I'm right here by,
I think that used to be the Excalibur, didn't it? I'm not sure. No, the Excalibur was further down, that's right. But it's a big ass Trader Joe's right here and something called the Escape Game or something.
You did? But it's nice. Like, I just love the ambience and the atmosphere.
Right, Marshall's. I remember I used to go to Marshall's right there. Right.
You did? I love the ambience.
You know what I mean? It's dope, you dig? Real dope.
But it's nice, you know? It's nice.
And I ain't gonna lie, y'all, I just seen a thick-ass Asian lady to walk past, too. I had to look. You did it, like, ew. And she looked like she enjoyed the look. You dig? That's what's happening. See, that's what it's about. It don't have to be like lustfully or like you just go try to, you know, do a, what was it with Lisa Ray? On Players Club? But at the end of the day, I can understand the day and age we in. Definitely. You have to be cautious and aware because it is a lot of weird, strange, very strange ass people out here. You know what I mean? Very strange. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Just, I guess, do what you do, my people. Live your life how you live your life.
And goddamn it, don't
be a weirdo. You dig? Don't be afraid to have faith in God. Strong faith. Especially in these times. Because in the times that we're in, this is definitely spiritual warfare at the height. You dig? Just like I know for a fact, you know, that there are angels and demons both listening to me. You know what I mean? The crazy part, you got probably some, no, I can't say that. I'm gonna leave that alone.
I ain't going there.
You dig? No, I'm gonna say it. That's just my thought. But I think it's some bad angels and some good demons, maybe. You know, that might not make no sense. You know, a little, ain't that crazy though? You know what I mean? So, shout out once again to the normal people in an unnormal, or should I say predominantly unnormal society. You dig? So that's the topic of this show. Be normal. You know what I mean? Hashtag don't be a weirdo. You feel me?
For real. Like, sometimes just look at yourself, how you act, the things that you do. You know what I mean?
I don't even remember what my theme song was, but I think it was dope. I was singing this shit. I wish I could think of it right now, but I had just thought of it. I was singing that shit like, well, this is normal. Nobody's normal anymore. Some shit. But I'm gonna play this shit back and guarantee you, boy, I'm gonna make something happen to that. You know, copyrights to me. Can't keep it at 100. You know what I mean? I forbid anybody else from taking, you know, my introductory song that I did titled Nobody's Normal Anymore. You did? That's gonna be it. Now, the key thing, you don't know how I'm gonna spell it. Ha ha. Ha 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 ha. You did? But anyway, I'm just having fun, y'all. You gotta have fun, you gotta enjoy. I was a movie theater, man. I should treat myself to the show. Nah, I can't, because my OG, she gonna be mad, man. I know her mom, I can't say mom, but that's my mother. But I know she's gonna be upset. You dig? So I'm not going to do that. And then they're like, is your mother? Yeah, niggas, I stay with my mom. Yes, I do. You dig? Ain't afraid to say that shit. You understand me? And the reason why I can say that shit as a king, which you don't know, is, ladies and gentlemen, I do not have to be living there, of course. You did.
So, my thing is, I stay with my mother, man, and I help her out. I love my mom. I'm close about her. There's a lot of my people that, you know, I'm empathetic towards and, you know, hate the situation of, you know, they don't have their mom. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm close by my mom, you know? And we got the same birthday. And I don't have a father figure. I didn't need that. You dig? Mine is self and God. You dig? That's the key thing. Self and God. You dig? With all everything, don't have no father figure. Be your own individual and be normal. Don't be weird. Just sit back. Don't be motherfucker that need, get them and somebody to cradle you and rock you. Ooh, woe is me. Oh, poor thing. No, man. Man, the fuck up. Life goes on, Jack. I'm telling you and I'm telling myself. You feel me? But real talk, I'm telling y'all, man. I'm just speaking. You know, it ain't no real set structure or whatever. I just felt like freestyling everything from the beginning. Man, I see the Ann Taylor stole, Levi stole, Timberland stole. Wow. You dig? I remember this. And the reason why I'm saying these stores, y'all, because I'm not a label person. My thing, really, I'm going to start shopping with, you know, real talk, my African brothers and sisters, man. That's what you got to do. I'm telling y'all, that's what you need to do. And start networking with them. For real. And definitely my black business owners here. I mean, that's what I do any damn way. You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. You feel me? If you don't do that, you're crazy. And you're black, something wrong with you. You know, and I'm just speaking from my perspective. I don't want anybody to think that I'm racist or prejudiced, because I'm definitely not. You know what I mean? I give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and I fuck with people off of more so the energy, you know what I mean, and that they are. You dig? I'm just speaking from my perspective, because that's what's so affecting just me and my living. I ain't even got no set way or place that I'm going right now as far as walking wise. You dig? But I'm about to get ready to walk back and get to the crib. You dig what I'm saying? Check on my OG, make sure she's good. You know. And that's what I do. You dig? I don't give a fuck about nobody's opinion. To be honest with you. No disrespect, but just keeping it real with you. You know what I mean? Because I'm self-validated. You know, I'm not trying to be politically correct. None of that. But at the end of the day, I'm also not trying to offend anybody, you know, or make anybody feel bad, because we have enough of that, too much of that going on. We need to inspire each other and individuals, but don't get to the point to where you're being used, or don't be naive or gullible either. It's okay to be cynical. You dig what I'm saying? You're supposed to be able to assess situations, you know what I mean? Why wouldn't you want to assess and think about and dissect situations? And I'm walking past, I don't know if this is a club or what, but that's where the music was coming from. It was a little bar, I think. It looked nice though, you know, people enjoying themselves. And that's what I like. I just like to see people that's happy, no matter what ethnicity it is. Just be happy, enjoy yourself, man. And don't be a weirdo. Do not be a weirdo. You dig what I'm saying? Ain't nobody being weird right now, y'all. Just letting you know, thank God. But I'm just saying, in essence, don't be a weirdo. Do 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 do. Don't be a weirdo. Don't. No, don't be a weirdo. Don't be. Don't be a weirdo. See, that's what I'm talking about. A white dude with a beard walked past. He spoke. That's what I'm talking about. That's how it's supposed to be. Don't
Keeping it 100 in the building. Walking the streets of downtown Chicago. Chi-town. Chi-tis now in the building. Salute to Chicago. Salute to DuSabo. John Baptiste DuSabo. You dig? Chicago. Love my people. You dig? Be normal. Do not be a weirdo. You know, and be able to talk to other people and ethnicities without being ignorant or mean or, I guess, you know, judgmental towards them. Now, I'm not saying be naive. I keep telling you, go with your intuition. You dig? It's there for a reason. You feel me? So, and another thing. Definitely got to say salute to cannabis. You didn't let that be known. Love my exotic. You dig? Or Zaza. Or Za. You know what I'm saying? You dig? Salute one time to my best friend. Rest in peace. To Carlos. What was his middle name? Carlos Pinton Chavez Moore? Right. Carlos Pinton Chavez Moore. Los Lobos, a.k.a. Los Lobos. You dig? And we had a language, y'all. I'm going to talk about it. Me and my best friend, rest in peace, we had a language, right? And what you do, you add onda, O-N-D-A, onto the consonants, and you actually pronounce the vowels. You dig what I'm saying? So, it's good, because when you're doing it, people are like, what the fuck? You dig what I'm saying? And you know what you're saying. You got to think about it. You feel me? So, like, what the fuck would be, and actually spelled that as supposed to be, spelled with the T-H-E, motherfuckers, not D-A. and the K added on to the F-U-C. Okay? But would be Wanda, Honda, A, Tonda, Tonda, Honda E, Fonda U, Conda Conda. You dig? And you can say question mark if you want to afterwards. That'd be dope as fuck. You dig what I'm saying? Real talk. And dope as fuck would be Donda O, Ponda E, A, Sonda, Fonda U, Conda Conda. You dig? And you dig would be Y, A, Donda, I, Gonda. Yeah. I know somebody gonna try to steal that. I should have patented that shit. I should. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. My fault. And I'm saying this, talking like that, because, you know, I've had a drink or two. I gotta give a salute to also, I ain't scared to say it, because I promote good people and good business. That's what you should do. You know, if you have people that would listen to you. You dig what I'm saying? No matter how big or how small, and the people that listen to you and the business. You feel what I'm saying? But salute to Tilt the Kilt restaurant, you know, downtown on Wabash. You know, I think it's a great place. And also I want to give and it's under new ownership also recently, just within I think like a 6-7 day proximity, or a week and a half. You know what I mean? And also a salute to a young lady. I think her name is Nicole. You know, she's Brazilian and black, or black and Brazilian. You dig what I'm saying? And she got a spot in Oak Park called Mulata. It's a 4.5-star restaurant.
And they have great, is it called empanadas, I think? You dig what I'm saying? And it's, you know, they have soup and tea, smoothies. They got great smoothies. I had a smoothie. It was off the chain. You know what I mean? Real juice, good, great. You know what I mean? And they had a diverse, staff, which was great. And they had, all of them were nice people. You had Caucasian, you had Asian, you know, you had, you know, the lady that was a Brazilian and black, you know, and it's the obvious, the atmosphere, just the, where was that? You dig what I'm saying? This is all out there, you dig? So, once again, be normal and don't be a weirdo. That is the topic of the show. You dig? Chi-town, walking around, never been afraid. Inglewood, nigga, finest, 62nd and 8th, shout out. You dig, born and raised, then moved, east side, 92nd and Harper, ain't scared to say it, Nantre, CHV, you dig. Don't believe what y'all hear about either one of those neighborhoods that's negative towards making you afraid to move over there because it's great people. You dig what I'm saying? It's just, people be at individuals from outside or other areas, you know what I mean? You keep to yourself, you good. You know, you hear some gunshots, go get in the tub. You dig what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, salute, man. Shout out to Chicago. I love all of Chi-town, the whole entire, really, I love Illinois, period. I ain't scared to say it. And I'm gonna say something else to show you my balls. To show you my balls, you dig? I ain't scared. Well, before I say this, I gotta give a shout out to Kim Fox. I love her. You know, that's my girl all day. Don't fuck, you know, give a fuck about what anybody think. But I wanna say also, I like Rahm Emanuel. Sorry. Don't give a fuck. Y'all can be mad. Don't care. I like Rahm Emanuel. Had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times back in the day. Talk to him. Real dude, cool dude. Fuck with him. You know, and I'm gonna say a shout out to the Obamas. You dig? Congratulations with the whole library. You feel me? I think that was great. You know, so that's what's up. You dig what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. Salute. No, I can't do that one. Damn, that's fucked up. I was gonna get his brother something. I was about to give him a dub, but hell no, not now. You dig? I'm still recouping from Mother's Day. You dig what I'm saying? Real talk. But I don't give a fuck because I'm the only child and it was unasked for and definitely appreciated and definitely, you know, goddamn it, needed to be. What the fuck? Shit, simple. I ain't trying to use no big words, goddamn it. I know what it is. But anyway, looking at the water tower, man. I know I used to work here back in the day. Shout out to Lord and Taylor's. Don't know if they still in goddamn it existence or whatever, you know. But I had an opportunity to work there and it was actually good. I actually enjoyed my experience at the water tower. You know what I mean? Real talk. I had some bad experiences at other places, but this is a fun ass place to work. I'm not gonna lie. You know what I mean? Real talk. I used to get my shoes from Macy's and shit. You dig? I know y'all wonder why I'm constantly saying all these other, or as you look at it, European businesses, but, you know, I support places where that was good to me as an individual and that I enjoy their, you know, style or whatever the case may be, or ambience or atmosphere, you dig? So, you gotta be balanced and you have to be normal and you have to be equal. Just as an individual, the key thing is civil. You are a civilian, motherfucker. You have civil laws, dumb motherfuckers. So be civil. No disrespect, but I love you. You dig? But let me look at my time. I don't even know how much time is going. I hope it's still recording. But yeah, we're still good. I done went a little bit over. But K keeping it 100 in the building.
Damn, that's another one of these. Okay, they doing their thing, whatever this is. I don't know how to pronounce this, but what is that? I don't know what that. What the? I don't know. But they. I gotta do the research before I give them a free. Yes, ma'am. Before I give them a free shout out, a free salute. You know what I mean? But it's definitely nice down there. I love it. The water tower, man. Let me get my ass back. I'm going too motherfucking far now. But I know where I'm going. So I'm definitely not worried. You dig what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I walked the streets of the Chi-Town, Chicago. Yeah. K keeping it 100 in the building. K keeping it 100 show. I need a theme song. Yeah, y'all. But anyway, thank you to the listeners. I'm crazy as hell. I got interviews coming up, man, with my African brothers and sisters, man, who I love. You know what I mean? And they doing their thing. You dig? So we got to bridge the gap. We're going to network. You know, this young brother is a designer. You know what I mean? Doing his thing. You know, he was there when his parents died and took up, you know, the torches and responsibility of, goddamn it, getting a sewing machine and taking care of his family. You did? And he got style. I mean, it looked good what I seen. I'm like, damn. You know what I mean? And don't trip. You know, if you guys think that it might, some of the things might be pricey, because he has things that's affordable for you. You know, if you would think that. But I think that it looked nice and it's well worth it. You know, because you got to think about the time in which that goes into make it. You dig? And the cause. You feel me? Key thing. You feel me? So, I don't know. Support black business all the way around the board. You know, I love my people, y'all. I really, really do. You know, this is the John Hancock building. Yeah, this is cold. I remember the Cheesecake Factory. So, yes. I used to want to work here so fucking bad. This is where they had the little waterfall. Right. I remember this shit. Oh, it's still there. I hear it. Okay. But anyway, I'm outside. You know what I mean? Can't keep it in 100 in the building. Be normal. Don't be a weirdo for those that are still listening. Do not be a motherfucking weirdo, man. Come on. What's this, Benihana's? Right. Ooh, throwback. Anyway, I'm out of here, y'all. Can't keep it in 100 in the building. Salute. I want to say, y'all need to get in contact with me. You can reach me preferably at MRKENYATTAWILLIAMS. That would be Mr. Kenyatta Williams at gmail.com. So that's MRKENYATTAWILLIAMS@gmail.com. So again, one time for being normal and not being a weirdo. You dig what I'm saying? This is strange, strange world. So love, don't be a hater, positive energy, and stay inspired and encouraged with self-validation, and don't be a weirdo. Man, let me let y'all hit the water, man. This sounds so fucking beautiful. Before I get ready to rotate, man, I'm like, God damn, nigga. But listen to this. This is how I'm gonna go out, matter of fact. I'm gonna let it go out on the 40, where I'm at right now. All right. Yeah, man. And a salute to my cousin. Rest in peace. Not on that negative, because she's gonna be okay. I know she's gonna be all right. I know she's going to her next destination. Definitely will be somewhere positive. You know what I mean? But she loved God and kept God on. You know what I mean? Like praying and out. But to Brenda,
you know, my cousin, I'm not gonna say her name for personal reasons, but down there in, from Pickens, Mississippi. Shout out to Pickens, Mississippi. You know what I mean? And I miss my grandmother, my whole, you know, all of us that's gone, you know, I don't know what the name of people recently though, my cousin Sonny, you know, rest in peace. That's a lot of people, man. I ain't even gonna go there. I got niggas in the block. Hell no, I'm not gonna start up that shit. You did. But to all the people that's no longer here, I wish you blessings and I hope you're in a better place. You did, and I'm comfortable, and hopefully I'll see you, you know, one day, the ones that I love. The ones that I love, and the ones that love me. You feel me? So yeah, I'm out, y'all. Thank y'all if y'all can still hear me. And my apologies for being away from the mic, too. I'm out.